Hello, mental health champs, and a warm welcome to yet another episode on the show. If you're listening to the sound of my voice for the first time, well, my name is Irike Tomafivo, and I am your host. And this is the Mental Health Podcast. The Mental Health Podcast was created out of the depths of my heart to show up, speak up, and be boldly honest about my beliefs in magic, and also to create even more awareness on mental health and mental health challenges. And any episode reach your heart or leave a spark within, leave a review and share with your friends so the podcast can reach more people and create even more heartfelt sparks. And I believe in synchronicity and not coincidence. So if you find yourself listening to any of this episode, maybe there's a jewel for in here especially. And maybe heartbeat by heartbeat, we'll all be able to make the world a more loving and kinder place where human emotions are prioritized even more. So sit back as we dive into today's episode. On our last podcast episode, I invited notable people in healthcare and medical school to share their insights on building healthy relationships. And the podcast episode was powered by the Nigerian Medical Students Association on Mental Health Advocacy. And if you haven't listened to that episode, kindly do so because it was really impactful and you would learn. And there's so much to learn from it. So on today's podcast episode, I'm going to be talking about self-awareness and self-validation. And if this word sounds new or strange, this is the right podcast for you. So sit back as we dive into that together. So let's take a deep breath together and trust that intuition guided you to this very moment. So simply be and enjoy the ride. Think of a time when you felt validated by someone else. How did that make you feel? And why do you think it was impactful? I mean, when it comes to self-awareness, it's important to understand both our strengths and weaknesses. That's one area where you excel and one area where you could use some improvement. Self-awareness is the foundation of personal growth and self-improvement. I mean, being aware of our thoughts, our feelings, and behaviors can help us better understand ourselves and make positive changes in our lives. Let's understand that it is the first step to self-improvement. By being aware of our strengths and weaknesses, we can work on becoming the best version of ourselves. Now let's take a look at what self-awareness really means. It refers to our ability to be aware of and understand our own thoughts, our feelings, and behavior. It involves being conscious of our own patterns of behavior, our emotions and our reactions, and being able to reflect on them in a non-judgmental way. Self-awareness can help us as individuals identify areas where we may need to make changes in our lives and seek help. It also helps us better understand and empathize with others. Now let's take a look at what self-validation really means. Self-validation, on the other hand, refers to the process of recognizing and acknowledging one's own feelings, thoughts, and experiences as valid and important. It involves accepting and validating our own emotions rather than seeking external validation from others. Self-validation can help individuals feel more secure and confident in their own thoughts and feelings, which can lead to improved mental health and well-being. Let's understand that self-awareness and self-validation they go hand in hand. Now, when you're self-aware, you can recognize your own feelings and needs. And when you validate yourself, you are meeting those needs and accepting your emotions without judgment. Self-validation is important for our emotional well-being. When we validate our feelings and experiences, we acknowledge their validity and give ourselves permission to feel them. It can help us better regulate our emotions and cope with different situations. Now, let me make something clear. External validation is not always necessary for our sense of self-worth. While it's natural to seek validation from other people, it's important for us to remember that we have the power to validate ourselves. And you can do this by recognizing your strengths, celebrating your accomplishments, and acknowledging your efforts, even when they don't lead to the desired outcome. Let's understand that it is normal to experience self-doubt and insecurity, but these feelings don't have to define us. But by practicing self-awareness and self-validation, we can learn to recognize when our thoughts and feelings are unhelpful and or inaccurate, and we can replace them with more positive and empowering ones. You know that sometimes we can be our own worst critics. But self-validation means learning to be kind to yourself and recognizing that you don't need external validation to feel good about yourself. Self-validation isn't just about feeling good about ourselves, but it can also help us to make better decisions. When you trust yourself and you trust your intuition, trust me, you'll be more confident in your choices and you're less likely to second guess yourself. Let us understand that self-awareness and self-validation are ongoing processes. We don't reach a state of perfect self-awareness or self-validation. Rather, what we do is we constantly work to improve our understanding of ourselves and our relationship to the world around us. Self-awareness and self-validation are crucial for healthy relationships. You cannot be hoping to have a healthy relationship when you've not practiced self-awareness and self-validation. Because when we are aware of our own needs and emotions, we are able to communicate them more effectively to other people. And when we validate our own experiences, we are better equipped to validate the experience of those around us. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. And ultimately, self-awareness and self-validation are about cultivating a healthy relationship with yourself. Treating yourself with kindness, compassion, and understanding. And trust me, if you can master these tools, you'll be better equipped to navigate life's challenges and live a more fulfilling life. Remember that there's no right way to approach self-awareness and self-validation. It is a personal journey that looks different for everyone. So be sure to explore what works for you. Now, if you're wondering, how can I be more self-aware and practice self-validation? I mean, it's quite simple. Take time to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. Set aside a few minutes each day to check in on yourself and write on your journal about your experiences. Because this can help you become more aware of your emotions and understand what triggers them. We should learn to practice mindfulness. Mindfulness involves being present in the very moment and non-judgmentally observing your thoughts and feelings. Regular mindfulness practice can help us become more aware of our internal experiences and help better regulate our emotions. Seek feedback from other people. You could try asking your trusted friends or family members for feedback on your behavior and how they perceive you. You could ask your friend, what do you think of me? Do you think I'm rude? Do you think I'm obnoxious? Do you think I'm disrespectful? Ask your friends. They might have noticed something about you that you're not seeing. So you ask them to, just know their feedback. They can actually provide you valuable insights into how you are perceived by other people and how you can improve. So there was a time I was having, it wasn't really more of an issue though, and my roommate said I don't know how to admit when I'm wrong, and I would not say I completely agree to an extent though, but I have, it's a very terrible trait, but then again, I'm trying to work on it. Nobody is completely 100% perfect. Try and identify your values and your goals. Understanding your core values and setting achievable goals can help you stay focused and motivated, and also give you a sense of purpose and direction. When you identify your core values and your goals, it separates you from the noise. You know where to channel your energy, and you don't waste your time on people or things that don't align to your goals. Celebrate your accomplishments, even the tiniest achievements. Give yourself a tap on the back. Praise yourself. Take time to acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small they are. Do you know that whenever I hit 100 extra downloads on my platform, I celebrate them. Very soon I'm going to hit 2,400 downloads. I'm going to celebrate those wins, because it's not easy. Makes me feel like what I'm doing makes sense. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. So no matter how small they are, even if it's like me, I praise myself very well that I speak very well, I sound so good. So yeah, I give myself that tap. It can also help to build your self-confidence and self-esteem, and also reinforce your sense of self-worth. When you love yourself, when you are aware that you are amazingly good, it boosts your confidence. Practice self-compassion. When you're experiencing difficult emotion, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer to a friend. Remember that it is normal to make mistakes and experience setbacks. You wouldn't be the first, neither would you be the last. And that these experiences can offer valuable opportunities for growing and learning. See every setback as an opportunity to grow and to learn. And lastly, surround yourself with supportive people. Seek out the people who validate and support you and who help you stay focused on your goals and values. Having a strong support network can help you maintain your motivation and commitment to self-awareness and self-validation. Like for me though, my support system is my family. One of my core values is family. I don't joke with my family. I love them so much. So yeah, they are my number one support system. So you should find yours. My final words on self-awareness and self-validation. Just remember that there are ongoing processes, and that it's normal to experience ups and downs. As you work better to understand yourself and validate your own experience, be patient with yourself. Remember that self-improvement is a journey and not a destination. And know that by investing in self-awareness and self-validation, you are setting yourself for a happier and more fulfilling life. By understanding your own needs and emotions, you can make more intentional choices and build stronger and meaningful relationships with others. Finally, know that you are worthy of love, respect, and validation, regardless of your past experiences or perceived flaws. By cultivating self-awareness and self-validation, you are embracing your own unique strength and qualities and showing up in the world as best as you can, most authentic self. So take time to reflect on your thoughts and feelings. Celebrate your accomplishments. Surround yourself with supportive people who would uplift and validate you. Now remember that as you work to improve your own self-awareness and validation, you are also creating a positive ripple effect that can inspire and empower those around you. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you feel inspired to continue your own journey to self-awareness and self-validation. Thank you so much for taking our time to listen to today's episode. But don't forget, this episode is proudly sponsored by the Nigerian Medical Students Association on Mental Health Advocacy. Don't forget to share your reviews on Spotify if you are a Spotify user. Just share your thoughts on our social media handle at @mentalhealth_podcast_. I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts. This is where I draw the curtain on today's episode: self-awareness and self-validation. Till next time, don't forget, I love you, but God loves you more.